Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios. I'm your anchor, Yusra Larjoun, here to present you the latest national and international news. Joining me today are Miriam Banesa on reports and Khawla Zitan behind the mixing table. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date news coverage. These are the headlines. Morocco announced as premier partner of World Travel Market London 2023. His Majesty the King's advisor André Azoulay receives Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor for peace efforts. UN chief calls for urgent international action to curb gang violence and support Haiti amidst deepening crisis. Starting this newscast abroad in London specifically, World Travel Market WTM, the world's leading tourism event, announced on Monday that Morocco will be a premier partner of the 2023 edition, taking place in London on November 6th to 8th. Morocco will thus take the spotlight at one of the world's leading tourism trade exhibitions, where last year it won the Best Stand Design Award for its innovative pavilion, which stood out for its design and record surface area of 630 SQM. The premier partnership announcement comes as Morocco experiences growth in its tourism activity, aiming to double the number of incoming tourists to 26 million by 2030. Elevating Morocco as a leading leisure destination to the world's travel trade, said a press released by WTM. It is already known that Morocco's presence at World Travel Market London will focus on Morocco Kingdom of Light, international campaign of the Moroccan National Tourism Office, the press release added. Launched in April 2022, this campaign was designed to inspire a new generation of travelers, showcasing the attraction and experiences of a contemporary and dynamic nation. Moving on to Jerusalem, Morocco's dedication to promoting peace in the region and advocating the two-state solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict has been recognized with the awarding of the Presidential Medal of Honor by President Isaac Herzog of Israel to His Majesty the King's advisor André Azoulay. More details with Miriam Banesa.
André Azoulay, His Majesty the King's advisor, was honored with the prestigious Presidential Medal of Honor by President Isaac Herzog of Israel. Recognized for his lifelong commitment to peace between Israelis and Palestinians, Azoulay's advocacy for a two-state solution has earned him international acclaim. His efforts to reconnect Moroccan Jews with their heritage have also brought pride to the community. Azoulay's courageous meeting with Palestinian leaders in the 1970s paved the way for a dialogue between the Israeli peace camp and the PLO. Guided by the wisdom of late His Majesty Hassan II and His Majesty King Mohammed VI, Azoulay continues to promote peace and a modern Moroccan identity. André Azoulay's recognition underscores his significant role in advancing peace and preserving cultural heritage.
From Jerusalem all the way to Copenhagen, Morocco participates in the 28th World Congress of Architects of the International Union of Architects, known as UIA, which kicked off today in Copenhagen. The kingdom is represented by the National Council of the Order of Architects of Morocco and the Ministry of National Territory and Urban Planning, Housing and City Policy, with a stand that reflects Morocco's strong presence on the world architectural map. Morocco's participation in this international event, held under the theme Sustainable Futures Leave No One Behind, is aimed in particular at prospecting, exploring, and communicating how architecture influences the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals, according to the Moroccan delegation at the event. Now moving on to international news, in a significant development, Ukraine has announced the reclamation of 37 square kilometers in the eastern and southern regions of the country from Russian forces. This comes as part of Ukraine's ongoing counter-offensive aimed at pushing back against Russian aggression. However, reports indicate that Russian forces continue to launch attacks in other areas along the front line, highlighting the ongoing intensity of the conflict. Since the beginning of June, Ukrainian forces have been engaged in a wide-scale operation to reclaim occupied territories. However, despite these recent gains, the progress remains limited due to formidable Russian defenses. limited air support, and a shortage of artillery ammunition. The situation on the ground continues to evolve, with both sides fiercely battling for control. The destination is now North America. During a visit to Port-au-Prince, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres stood in solidarity with the Haitian people as they face a harrowing cycle of crises, highlighting the severe vulnerability, especially among women and girls, due to brutal violence by armed gangs controlling the capital. Guterres called for urgent deployment of an international force to aid the national police in countering de-escalating gang violence. The UN chief emphasized that lasting political solutions in Haiti require significant security improvements. He called for immediate action, warning that the instability and violence could have long-lasting effects on the Haitian population. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, good news for gamers and the gaming community in Morocco. Morocco's electronic soccer team has been placed in Group B of the FIFA E-Nations Series World Cup, scheduled to take place in Saudi Arabia from July 11th to July 14th. The national team will play in this group alongside the United States of America, France, Malaysia, Italy, and Finland, according to the Royal Moroccan Electronic Games Federation. This is Morocco's second consecutive qualification for the FIFA E-Nations Series, following its victory over South Africa in the final to be crowned champion of the Africa and Middle East region. Still in Morocco, the Moroccan U23 soccer team defeated their Congolese counterparts by a score of 1-0 on Friday at the Prince Mouhamed Abdallah Sports Complex in Rabat as part of AFCON U23's third day. With this success, the Moroccan team now have a total of 9 points and are gearing up to face their Malian counterparts in the semi-finals, knowing that a victory in this match would secure a spot in the 2024 Paris Olympics. And that concludes today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and remember to keep up with us for the latest updates to stay informed. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.